Hi everyone. I've been thinking, should I share my first and last name besides calling myself Need to Talk About It? That sounds kind of silly. I mean, that's the name of the podcast. Obviously, that is not my name. Well, anyway, I decided today to go ahead and share my name. I'm Patrice McCone. I live in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm a hairstylist. I will be 48 this July of the 29th. I am a mother and wife. I am also a hairstylist of 25 years and love it every day. Actually, I'm at work now in my studio waiting for my next client, so I figure I'd take a few minutes to share a little bit of me with you. And I'm excited about what to share and where this is going to take me. And I'm also using this podcast as like a diary. I'm using it like a diary so I can just reflect and vent and rant at any time of the day. So we're going to be talking about things about family, husbands, kids, interacting with people, social skills, and the lack of social skills. Just random things that come to my mind. I pay attention. I notice a lot of things. I'm typically quiet and reserved in person, but as you get to know me, and after hours, I tend to loosen up. I mean, after hours, of course, means at home, not at work. I tend to loosen up a little more and kind of let my shine out more of who I am. And I'm sure you will get to know that part of me as time go on, as I continue to do this podcast. But I'm excited, guys. I don't know what I'm going to share. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I usually have something to talk about now. But I'm so excited about this podcast. I'm almost a little nervous because now I'm kind of self-conscious. I'm like, okay, I'm paying attention to my voice and how fast I'm speaking. And I don't want to be speaking too slow. I don't want to be smacking. I'm chewing gum right now, which is silly. I don't want to be that self-conscious when I do this. Because if I'm self-conscious, I'm not going to do it. So you might notice a couple episodes, I might sound a little bit relaxed. That's because I will occasionally indulge in the marijuana. It does wonders for me. I use it as a cocktail, an end-of-the-day thing, situation, or something like that, however you want to call it. But it's not an everyday thing. Well, no. Slow down. It's not an all-day thing. Let me say it like that. And I keep that 100. And then when I say I keep that 100, if you're part of my life, you know I have and I will indulge in marijuana. It should be legal here in the state of Tennessee, but this the Bible Belt, and I don't think that's happening. But anyway, this is besides the point. So if you hear that tone, then you know, okay, she done had her little medicine for the day. She's a little mellow out. Believe me, you're gonna love that part of me because I am funny as hell. And so you'll find that out about me as time go on. But once again, I'm excited. I told you a little of me in the beginning. My name, where I'm from. And that's it. So, and I think I want my podcast to be between, I'm thinking 15 to 30 minutes. And if I have more time, it would be more, I would add on more time, but I don't want my podcast to be that long because I don't really have that much to rant about. I don't know if that's a podcast when you just have 15 or 30 minutes, or is that just a diary? Anyway, it's mine to do whatever I want with it. So, and I like having this so I can share this with friends and family, and maybe they enjoy it just to hear my rant. Or me just rambling on, or sometimes I'm on my soapbox. I will do that time to time. because I see some things in the world and on the news, and I'm like, am I the only one to see this? Which I know I'm not, but some days it feel like that. But so far, I got a lot of positive feedback about this podcast. My husband, who's the biggest hater on the planet, he's almost like excited for me. Now, when I say he's the biggest hater, he can't help it. I think he was born that way. I mean, he tried to be my cheerleader, but he wished he had a thought of it first. It's just he's a hater. But he's lovable. But he is a hater. So, he was kind of excited. My son gave me the thumbs up a client. She heard my first little podcast that I put out. And she thought it was so cool with me. And I'm like, wow, I'm going to do this. So, anyway, guys, that's it. My break is almost over. And I will touch back with you guys maybe today or tomorrow. And I hope you guys like this. And thank you for listening. Have a great day. Thank you.